Jason and the Voyage to the End of the World by Tony Bradman.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. The Golden Fleece. For a boy from a royal family, Jason had a pretty tough start in life. He was born a prince, the son of Aeson, the king of a Greek city. Aeson, however, had a brother, an evil, cunning man called Peleus, who rebelled against him. Peleus threw Aeson into prison, then sent his men to murder the baby Jason. But Jason's mother smuggled her son to safety, and Jason grew up to be a fine young man, determined to put right the wrongs Peleus had done. So one day, Jason set out for his home city. As soon as he arrived there, he went straight to the royal palace and demanded a meeting with his uncle. The guards took Jason to Peleus, who sat on the throne he had stolen from Jason's father. "How nice to see you, nephew," Peleus said, "although somehow I have a feeling you're not just here for a family visit. What can I do for you?" "You can free my father and give him back his kingdom," said Jason proudly. "And if you do it now, I will ask him to spare your miserable life." "Brave words," said Peleus, laughing. "I could have you killed on the spot, but wait, I've got a better idea. I'll do what you want, on one condition. Name it."